Iraq, the Iraqi Prime Minister, has accused the country's semi-autonomous Kurdistan region of becoming an operations center for the Tekfiri and Ba'athist militants fighting Baghdad. Taken advantage of the circumstances and have expanded their grip on Iraqi lands. He also warned the Kurdistan's regional government against a decision to hold a referendum on the fate of Kirkuk. Maliki said the KRG is burning bridges with Baghdad, which would backlash as both the militants and Kurdish leadership will eventually lose. Sami Ramadan is a professor at the London Metropolitan University who joins us from London to share his thoughts on this piece of news. Sami Ramadani, quite an accusation coming from the Iraqi Prime Minister, saying that the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region, an operation center for the Takfiri and Ba'athist militants. Is that the case? And therefore, does that mean that now Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has to fight Kurdistan on this issue?
I don't know whether he'll be fighting them. I don't think he's got the ability at the moment to fight them. I'm not a supporter of Maliki's government, but what he's saying about the KRG, the Kurdistan Regional Government, has a lot of truth in it. I myself have researched this question of cooperation between some of the Kurdish leaders, particularly Masoud Barzani, and former officers of the Ba'ath Party. The Ba'ath Party itself, led by Izzet Duri, who was Saddam's deputy. About 3 years ago, there were press reports that al-Duri was seen at Erbil Airport. And when Barzani was asked about this, his answer was quite astounding. He said, "All Iraqis are welcome in Kurdistan." A very significant statement indeed. Regarding the recent terrorist attack by ISIS on Mosul and other areas of Iraq, one could see, I mean, it's on the ground. There is practically a ceasefire between the Peshmerga, the Kurdish fighters led by Barzani and others, and the ISIS forces. And the ISIS forces are in alliance with former Ba'ath Party officers, especially the group around Izzet Duri, the former deputy of Saddam. So there are indications. And Erbil itself, you have all sorts of characters who make statements from Erbil. And very significantly as well, all the senior army officers who fled the scene after ISIS moved into Mosul, all the senior officers of three Iraqi divisions, including some Kurdish officers and other officers of these three divisions, all went to Erbil. Now, this is quite astounding, without engaging the terrorist forces. They left the soldiers in the field and fled to Erbil, to Iraqi Kurdistan.
That is a very important point. Fortunately, we're going to have to end it there. Thank you very much, Sami Ramadani. Good talking to you. Professor at the London Metropolitan University talking to us there from London. Let's go.